Diabetes Breakthrough.
Preakness, and what a place for us to start. Hey, everybody, hope you had a fabulous weekend. Kate Delaney here, sitting by the rail with all of you across this great nation on a show called America Tonight. And we're going to trot in a couple of different directions in this hour. I will say at the top, sorry, Sharon in Kentucky and Bill in Missouri and Rick in Illinois and Kevin in Kentucky and Dave in Vermont and the rest of the people who were part of our Triple Crown Challenge, the Preakness, trying to guess the three horses in a row, win, place, or show, and the trifecta, nobody had it, because the trifecta was 9, 7, and 6. I'll have another, you just heard that exciting call there. Bodemeister was number 2, and Creative Cause, that's win, place, and show, baby. If you had a trifecta, $1, plunked down on 9, 7, and 6, you would have won $35.40. Not too bad. And for the exact, it paid, just for fun, I thought I'd throw this out, $18.60. On this show, of course, we're not encouraging you to gamble your money away on horse racing, but we had our own little fun contest where you could have cleaned out the prize closet. So nobody cleaned out the prize closet. I had it in reverse order. I had Bodemeister winning, which he almost did, and I'll have another coming in second. So nobody nailed it. Well, our next challenge will be the Belmont. What's exciting is I'll have another. This horse that's now 3 for 3 after winning the Santa Anita Derby and the Kentucky Derby has a crack at the Triple Crown, and just for history's sake, just like in politics, I love the history of it all, as many of you do too. So here's a little nugget for you. There hasn't been a Triple Crown winner since 1978, and the horse who won was a little old horse called Affirmed. How about that? Besides the horse race, there were a lot of things going on over the weekend, including politics as usual, part of the Sunday swirl, pretty much what you saw on the talk shows, no matter what network or cable network you tuned into, was somebody with a shrill voice or a deep voice complaining about what was going to happen with the debt ceiling. Boy, this is such an old, lame argument, isn't it? And it's perfect for this crazy, lame duck session that is going on. I mean, really, is there not enough chaos in Congress? It's the same old, but because everything is about 2012 and the presidential election, do you think that anything of particular interest to you and me is going to get passed in record time? The answer to that is no. We're really playing for 2013, so get out the Band-Aids again. I mean, this is the deal. Debt ceiling, hundreds of billions of dollars in scheduled tax hikes, too, are hanging in the balance. Tax hikes that could affect you and could affect me. And I think that this is all it's going to be. It's just going to be a tug of war over all these looming problems that have to do with, naturally, money. Of course, it has to do with money. Meanwhile, while that was going on, there were a few other things of note, too, including the fact that you have this thing happening in Chicago. You know what I'm talking about. A little old summit, right? A summit where nobody seems to be agreeing on anything either. We're kind of ahead of the summit. And you have nothing but protests going on. You have a NATO summit protest the size of, oh, I don't know, Manhattan. Demonstrators, cops clashing with each other. The usual scene where somebody is down on the ground and somebody else has a baton over their head. Also, when it comes to numbers, we have another edition of We Can Count, There sadly was an earthquake that really rattled northern Italy. On the Richter scale, it was pretty bad, but not the worst that we've seen. Certainly a few people sadly were in the wrong place and lost their lives. But we'll tell you more about that and also this tropical storm that has formed now. It's always interesting how they come up with the names. You know how they name everything ahead of time. So you have your hurricanes, the tropical storms. What is it going to ultimately end up in? This week coming up in North Carolina could be some jaw-dropping faces, perhaps, in the Edwards trial, because that's all wrapped up, and it's a question of what will the jury ultimately decide? Does John Edwards, a guy who won over a lot of people in America because he was helping the poor, and he had his wife Elizabeth, and he was running for president, and before that you knew him because he was on the undercard for Senator Kerry when the two of them hooked up and, of course, were doing the presidential, vice presidential run, which fell flat, as all of you know. But he became nationally known, not just regionally known, and now he's infamous for his exploits that have really nothing to do with politics, but everything to do with cheating and trying to cover it up, and then getting caught with his hand in the till, I think. He says no, because he didn't know where that money was coming from, but I think they're going to say a different thing when the jury decides based on some of the crazy testimony that was. And a sad note, too, from the world of music, although this almost was inevitable because he was really, really struggling. But B.G. Robin Gibb, dead at the age of 62, when you think of disco, and when you listen to those stations that play some of the oldies, certainly B.G. music comes up. I know you've heard it. It doesn't matter if you're 30 or if you're 65. I guarantee you've heard some B.G. music. And he had a battle. He had a long battle with cancer, and he had intestinal surgery, and they were hoping that he was going to be able to bounce back out of it. There were some good moments. It looked like he was doing pretty good, but he had an awful condition that they just couldn't, he just couldn't fight that colon and liver cancer anymore, which is very, very, very tough. But they had a lot of hits, the Bee Gees, so a lot of people are very familiar with Robin Gibb, who was survived by four kids, and he was married, too. He had a second wife and another young girl. So Robin Gibb, the music world, loses yet another Bee Gee. It's been kind of rough for music lately. Donna Summer just last week. Now you have Robin Gibb. And, of course, before that, we were talking about Dick Clark and of various things. These people have all died. But, you know, that the thought is that it comes in threes. Things come in threes with deaths. In fact, in a lot of newspapers, it used to be a pretty known thing that when a celebrity died, people would talk about who were the next people that were going to be on the list. I know it sounds pretty morbid, but that's exactly what happened. In fact, there was even a movie called The Deadpool that had a list of people that were being ticked off. It was a Clint Eastwood movie, actually. Coming up on the flip side, we got headlines. Stay with us.
And now another CentOS Game Changer with sports broadcaster Aaron Andrews.
I'm here at my favorite car rental in sunny Miami. With me is the manager, Beth. I see your team has a new look for the season.
Yeah, they just got uniforms, and my female employees are especially excited about the great styles. This flat out wasn't an option when men's uniforms were the only choice.
Well, it seems these young ladies are really hustling out here. What made the change for you?
Yeah, well, our playbook hinged on one big detail. Women's workwear by CentOS. These clothes are designed by women for women. When they look good, they're happier, and our guests notice.
Well, judging by their extra effort, this team is going to the next level with CentOS uniforms. Let's go up to the booth for more.
Finally, a line of women's workwear they want to wear. This is one of many expert services CentOS can tackle for your business. Don't settle for less. Call CentOS at 1-800-CINTAS-6 or visit CentOS.com/radio and tell them to bring in the team.
with the white truck.
Good day. Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. May 18th, 2012. Gold open this morning at $15.91.80. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $16.31.80, $8.15.90 for a half ounce, or $407.95 for a quarter ounce. That's $16.31.80, $8.15.90, and $407.95.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Hey, meat eaters. The freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus meat eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the freeze-dry guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
As we're getting ready to toss them in the trash, there were some interesting headlines over the weekend. Always when you go from east to west, I think one of the more interesting papers to look at, I mean, I hate to say it because it's just so tabloidy, folks, but even if you're listening in Ottumwa, Iowa, if you're listening in Lakeland, Florida, even you would get such a big chuckle out of the way they come up with the headlines for whatever the piece of news is that ultimately is what's dissected in the piece. And the headline writing, I think, is the best headline writing that I've seen of all the papers that still exist, by the way, because papers are just gone. The print media is shrinking like nobody's business, and it's more about getting the paper, I guess, online now than actually getting the physical paper, unless you live in a commuter city or you're old school and you like to get a Sunday paper. So maybe you don't get it during the week, but you get the Sunday paper because it's that habit that you don't want to get rid of. You're going to be kicking and screaming into the digital era. It's funny, I saw an oldie but goodie over the weekend. I had a chance to see Joe Walsh, and I'd never seen him when he was part of the Eagles, and he's got a new album actually coming out called Analog Man in a Digital World. And he said, with the mouse and the computer, he had absolutely no idea what he was doing because he still wants to be in the vinyl world. He doesn't even move forward from that. It's still about the records, and he doesn't want to hear about putting things in and tracks in through the computer. The way they put music together now is obviously very, very different, just like with the papers. However, the paper even the online editions, they tried to make it very, very similar, I think, to what you would get if you were picking up a regular Sunday paper. So if you picked up, for example, if you picked up the New York Times, then one of the things you would have seen in the New York Times was something that was written by Campbell Brown. You remember her? She had a short-lived career as a CNN news anchor, and she, for NBC, she had a long career with NBC. But she wrote a piece, and the headline on this one was pretty interesting. The headline is a stopper. It says, "Obama, stop condescending to women." And I started to think about this. Do you think that Obama condescends to women? And she talked about that. She talked about recently some of his appearances where he's been in front of women, and he was at the Barnard graduation, which is the prestigious school of women. And she talked about how he made reference to women being smarter than men. And she says in her piece that that's fake. It's fake praise. And she says it's fake because it's just too easy to impress, and that she's waiting for him to always go to the cliche. You know, the behind every great man is a great woman thing and that kind of stuff. And she says it's a cheap applause line, and that when he's looking for the female vote, that so far his campaign has been way off point. And then he's talking to these female graduates, and that what they should fight for is a seat at the table, I guess, is what he was saying in his commencement speech. And she said that she didn't feel that this was relevant, that, you know, he kept hitting that point, and that it's not reassuring when you look at the reality. And she actually gave some statistics. I thought her opinion piece was pretty good. She said that according to the Center for Labor Market Studies at Northeastern University, about 53.6% of men and women under the age of 25, that's some of you listening, I know you listen out there, who hold bachelor's degrees were jobless or underemployed last year, the most in 11 years. And then she went to the Pew Research Center and said, if we broaden the group to 18 to 29, an estimated 37% are unemployed or out of the workforce, the highest share than in three decades. And she says, you know, you shouldn't get lost amid the statistics because, you know, sure, women are struggling in the economy, but she says that couldn't be further from the fictional characters of Julia presented in the Obama web ad, The Life of Julia, which she says is silly and embarrassing on the assumption that women look to government at every meaningful phase of their lives for help. So I would say, as much as I could be critical of Campbell Brown, that bravo, she did a great piece. It was a really, really good, well-written, thought-out piece in the New York Times. And she, you know, put a lot of meat into the middle of it, and said that, you know, that she doesn't agree with him on some issues and whatnot, and that he's coming across in a tone that she just, it's grating and condescending, and he needs to drop it because most women don't want to be patted on the head. See, and when you look at the polls, they say that Obama has the female vote much more than Mitt Romney. And how big is the female vote? Well, how big is any vote in this election? When you think of the Electoral College, that's the key thing. Those are some of the key votes that you have to get. Romney's got to be somewhere in the 270 to 290 range. So, yeah, if he pushed the line, if he could, you know, he wants every vote he can get. So if Obama's condescending to women, as she says, maybe more women will get it, and the independents will swing over to Romney just because they don't want to vote for Obama if they feel that way. All right, the New York Post, as I said, great with the headlines, and some of the headlines included this one, "Millions look skyward as the eclipse crosses Asia and the United States." Now, not such a sexy headline, except for that this was really cool. Lots of people in the western part of the country, some of you may be listening to me, did you see the Ring of Fire eclipse? How cool is that? It's one of those things that it's that rare moment. What you see is just the front of the sun sort of leaving a golden ring around the edges. And I did not see it. I was not far enough west, but I can tell you I would have loved to get a glimpse of it. I saw photographs of it, and I would have to say it was pretty cool. Pretty cool to see that, and I wonder if any of you out there, if you did see it, if you saw the Ring of Fire, I want to hear the description of it. And did you hold the little box up that you're supposed to hold to protect your vision? 855-266-KATE, 855-266-KATE. All right, other headlines and stories from the Sunday papers, like I said, while we still have them anyway. I like the Sunday paper. Get the Sunday paper. How about this one? This one from the Boston Herald. Cops bust a New Hampshire man for Chicago plot. Well, so what does that mean? And they say the family of a New Hampshire guy that was held in Chicago as a domestic terrorist and his life was upended, they say, by Occupy Boston was because he was inspired to quit his job and leave everything behind to protest across the country before he was arrested for a Windy City plot to hit landmarks with Molotov cocktails. And this was right in front of the NATO summit. As I said, this is a precursor to what's happening there. It's like girls gone wild, only no one's lifting up their shirt. They're throwing Molotov cocktails and acting crazy and screaming things out and then just getting pushed to the ground and arrested. So now they have a little bit of a record. This guy was a 27-year-old from Keene, New Hampshire, Jared Chase, and two other guys were with him. And they proclaimed themselves to be anarchists and members of the Black Bloc group. They apparently traveled together from Florida to Chicago and planned attacks on Rahm Emanuel's house, Obama's campaign headquarters, and local police stations. You know what they were held on, bail-wise? $1.5 million. And that's on terrorism conspiracy charges. So people are talking about this New Hampshire guy and saying, oh, it's just so out of character. Don't you always hear that? It doesn't seem like, I can't picture it. I don't think he could even do it. I can't imagine why he would do it. But then somebody says, well, there's a chemistry that develops among friends, whether they're terrorists, gang members, or just young men who are breaking into a house at night. What an interesting way to put it, isn't it? If you want to throw in your 2 cents, 855-266-KATE, 855-266-KATE. Meet you on the flip side.
There are so many benefits you can get from taking unheated whey protein. It helps put out the fire of inflammation and the pain it is causing. Eliminate the craving for carbohydrates, better sense of well-being, weight loss, muscle strength, energy, and growth, and optimal glutathione production. Glutathione is the number one means by which you detoxify all toxins, and this is vital to you feeling and looking good again. Consuming One World Whey is the most powerful way to raise glutathione. People report the elimination of pain and bloating after 1 month, as well as an improvement in strength, energy, and blood sugar. Children love the flavor and prefer it over junk food. One World Whey is performing mighty miracles for young and old. It is superior, unique, and unprecedented from any other whey protein powder on the market. Call 888-988-3325. Mention coupon code KNOCKOUT and you'll receive a free tube of KNOCKOUT pain cream with your order, which eliminates soft tissue pain in 10 minutes for 90% of users. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget,
crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Attention, mindless criminals, thugs, and thieves. Go ahead, break a leg. American homeowners are fed up with your door kick-ins and forced entries. We now dare you to try your boot against any door reinforced with the Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel pack includes a steel door jam plate with 3.5-inch screws, a lock shield, and hinge shields. The Door Sentinel installs in minutes, securing any front, side, or back doors, even French doors. Criminals, be forewarned, your lake will break before the Door Sentinel will budge. Even if you have an alarm system, back it up with the Door Sentinel. Basic products starting under $20. Order your Door Sentinel today for your home, garage, or any building you own or rent at MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com or call 678-648-6757. That's 678-648-6757. Get your peace of mind back with Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel. Always on guard.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
The 53,000 dead voters found in Florida. Are you shocked by this, America? Please tell me you're not shocked. This is a smart group. You are smart in these nooks and crannies, and you know that there are dead voters out there, don't you? How can this be that we live in this day and age of technology that we have 53,000 people who show up on the voter rolls who are no longer alive? How is this? This truly is a huge blunder. Huge blunder. So here's the thing. I happened to read this. Somebody sent me something from J. Christian Adams, who's been all over this. And, you know, most states, I guess, have different databases than Florida has. Well, of course they do. But here's the thing. Some election people in Florida won't remove voters even when they are presented with a death certificate. So they just stay on the rolls. That means that the voter rolls across the nation, even in a lot of cases, have the same problem. They're filled with dead voters. Even if Florida is supposedly detecting and removing them, they found that there were that many still, that there were that many still on their system, in their system, still on the rolls. So are people voting in the names of the dead voters? Is there voter, massive voter fraud going on? Is that what's happening? Now, there's a case that a lot of people are talking about, is this Lafayette Keaton. Keaton not only voted for a dead person in Oregon, he voted for his dead son. Ooh. So Keaton's fraud was easy to figure out because it was a mail scheme and it had a lot of, you know, had showed lots of holes in the election system there. But that's just one thing that's happened. There are many other examples of this in other places where people started coming, you know, it's like the dead are rising on election day. I hate to say it, but that's what's happening. So Florida is trying to do whatever they can to kind of curtail the problem. And they're saying they're trying to put an end to voter fraud or even people thinking that there's voter fraud. But, you know, the question is, why isn't the Department of Justice, if everything, the Department of Justice is chasing after Arizona for their immigration law that never even kicked in, which cost millions of dollars because, of course, it had to come out of our pockets to defend that, to pursue it, to have it go all the way up to the Supreme Court, and then not doing very much about Fast and Furious except for to say, oh, we'll never allow that to happen again, and worrying about what do we do with Guantanamo? What do we do with the prisoners there? Maybe we should try them in New York. And yeah, but, of course, no. That would be a nightmare after we think it out. So they're doing jumping jacks on all these crazy other things that are happening that a lot of them shouldn't be the focus. And yet, how can it be that this is not a big concern? How can it not be that voting and enforcing getting rid of ineligible people from voting rolls isn't something that we really think is important, the integrity of our elections? You know, why is it we're policing other people's elections, whether it's going to Iraq, remember the purple fingers, remember that, the purple thumbs, or watching over election processes in other countries to make sure that it's carried out correctly. Afghanistan comes to mind. We know what happened there. But so we have soldiers deployed watching what's going on. And here in our own process, yes, you know it's not going to be perfect. But how can we have all these people that are popping up and then people sometimes using the identities? You know, it goes back to that argument about a voter registration card. Are you yay or nay, thumbs up or thumbs down on a voter ID card, not a registration card, a voter ID card? At first blush, I was like, you know, do we need a voter ID? Yes. Now I am convinced we need it. Look, they know where we are anyway. We need a voter ID card. I don't think it's racist. I don't think it's trying to go after people just because they're in the country illegally. I don't think it's that. I think that worries people who want to make sure that they can stack the deck in certain, especially local elections. But give me a break. This is the United States of America. I'll say it again. I think it's the third time I've said it already this hour. There's no way that we should have these kind of problems. Why can't we enforce that? Why is that impossible? Something this relevant, why can't we focus on this and clean it up and make it a tighter process and not allow that to happen? I mean, what a cherished tradition, as somebody told me, in Chicago. I mean, this is the back room dealings. Ooh, how many people can we get on the rolls? How many? They need to hammer this. And anybody who is elected in the Senate, the House, and even in the local levels, in the state legislature, they need to stand up and pass these voter ID laws. They need to eliminate this motor voting law stuff and whatever and all the all the nonsense and reduce the loopholes that are happening. I really take great pride in being able to vote. I think it's a privilege, I do, that we can vote. We live in a free country. We get to vote. And yet so much of this nonsense is going on behind the scenes. And, you know, why is it that we can't track these numbers down and figure out a way to make sure we have the right people voting? Why not have to show an ID card? You know, listen, where do you have to show an ID card right now? In my bank. When I go to the bank, they practically ask me to give blood. Where else do I have to show an ID card? When you use your charge card, a lot of times you have to use and show an ID card. There are a lot of places that we have to do that. So why not have a voter ID card? I just don't get it. I don't think it's that big deal. I don't think you're being bigoted or racist or whatever name calling is out there over this issue. You know, why not? I don't agree when people say it disenfranchises minorities. I don't think so. I don't. I mean, look, who's supposed to vote should be able to vote. Not dead people, not people who are here illegally. That shouldn't happen. So, I mean, come on. What's the real issue? Why can't you have a photo ID? Don't we already have them with our driver's license? Does anyone like their driver's license photo? I doubt it. I doubt you do. So having 53,000 dead voters pop up in a big, big swing state is important. You have low voter turnouts. A lot of different things can swing on Florida. Just ask the Gore people or the Bush people what they went through. Do you remember that? Did any of you stay up late through all that nonsense, the hanging chads and everything that went on in the Sunshine State then? You know, I mean, come on. Why? We shouldn't tolerate this. This should be one of the focuses of the Department of Justice. This is what Eric Holder should focus on. And then by solving the majority of the problems, they can say, look, we got a clean election in this country. We are cleaning it up. So no more complaining about dead people or illegal people voting. This is fair and square, folks, because we've investigated. We had boots on the ground. We know exactly what's happening out there. And I don't think that it's too much to ask to have a valid ID, a voter ID. I don't think that you are purposely, by having that, alienating people. I don't think so. I can't vote in elections in Mexico. I guess I could stuff the ballot box for the PRI or the Panistas. I can't vote in other countries' elections, and nor should I be able to. So I think people that are here illegally shouldn't be able to vote in our elections. I mean, you know, what about Minnesota? They've had problems, too. They've had plenty of dead people that have voted in elections. What about in New Jersey? They've had the same problem in the great state of New Jersey. In the Lone Star State, they've had that problem. So if you live, work, play, and pay taxes in whatever state you are, I mean, really, don't you want this thing cleaned up? Don't you want it cleaned up? And why everybody goes after South Carolina? Why everybody goes after states that are trying to mainstream this process, I don't understand. I really don't. Enlighten me if you see it a different way. 855-266-KATE, 855-266-KATE. Do it now or forever hold your peace. Coming up on the flip side, we're going to do the shortened version of We Can Count.
A healthy heart starts with Extendivite. I've always believed that I had to have a strong defense to overcome the new superbugs of today. Extendivite, a 7-herb heart protection cocktail, not only helped me to overcome a massive heart attack, but it also has built up my natural immune defenses against colds and flus. Extendivite has so many benefits that we all should be taking Extendivite to build up our defenses for what superbugs might emerge yet. So start today, clean out the toxins, and be as healthy as you can be. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
For a long time, you've heard me talk about building your own food supply with eFoods Direct. As a listener, you know why you need to have a supply of the best storable food on the planet. Every day, we document the attempts to take control of our lives. But there's one thing we can all control. Your greatest dependency, food. eFoods Direct products are made with only the best ingredients and none of the trash and contaminants like trans fats, GMOs, or MSG. This food is nutrient dense and tastes great. It's simple to make, portable, and has a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now with eFoods Direct, you'll get the most affordable, best tasting food you can buy. And the new products and pricing will blow you away. Compared to other food sources, including home cooked meals, you can cut your food cost in half. You just can't afford to ignore this. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex for specials. Don't let this offer pass you by. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. More the best or less guaranteed.
Time for another edition of Weekend Counts. How about this? That spare $90 million? What would you do with $90 million if you had it? I know it's that typical question about the lottery and all that, but an unnamed buyer paid that much for a Manhattan penthouse. And the only reason I bring it up, because it's such a fat, juicy number, is it's the highest price ever paid for a New York apartment. And you know how big it is? It's a 10,923-square-foot condominium. So I guess the views are spectacular. But, boy, doesn't that seem like a lot to pay for a piece of real estate on the 89th and 90th floor of 157 is the name of it? It's marble. It has custom hardware. And the light fixtures are apparently fabulous. Blah, 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 blah. $90 million. Now, they won't say who bought it, but two other big blockbuster sales in December went to a Russian billionaire who paid $88 billion for a home once owned by the ex-Citigroup CEO, Sanford Weil. I can't hear about these rich people anymore. Speaking of rich people, oh, Facebook. We'll get to Facebook in a second. But first, I got to throw in some sad news from northern Italy. 6.0 was that earthquake that I mentioned. It shook a bunch of small towns. It happened on Sunday, killed four people, knocked down a clock tower and some other centuries-old building and caused millions in losses losses to the region that's known for, ready for this, making Parmesan cheese. Sant'Agostino is the name of the place in Italy. It happened about 4 in the morning. The epicenter, 22 miles north of Bologna, at a, they say, a shallow depth, which is what the U.S. Geological Survey released. So the worst quake they've had since the 1300s. You know, six is, you can feel that six. So four people were killed. The four people that were killed were factory workers. They were on the overnight shift when the buildings in separate locations just collapsed. And two women died of heart attacks that they think were sparked by fear, probably, and then the others were in that ceramics factory in this town because it was just reduced to a pile of rubble, unfortunately. And that quake hit in that farm region that is known for the production of Parmigiano cheeses. You know, those big, giant, round cheeses. They say that 200,000 of those round cheeses actually were damaged, so it's going to cause a big loss to the producers of it, probably worth $65 million, so some serious damage. And there was an old 18th century palazzo that had a lot of damage there, a hotel, that kind of stuff, the clock tower that I mentioned. Because you think of those parts of the world when the thing about Europe is everything is old, unlike the United States, other than some of the nooks and crannies that we refer to so lovingly, in the whether it's, you know, Philadelphia, and whether it's Jamestown and a few places like that. But we're not an old country compared to our friends in Italy. So when things happen there, when you have the ground opening up, it's always the loss of life that you're concerned about. It's a pretty big chunk of history, too, as well, that sometimes the ground will suck in, and that happened a little bit there. Babe Ruth's jersey sold for, how much do you want to bet? $4.4 million. Ding, ding, ding. Give yourself a pat on the back if that's what you were thinking it was going to sell for. That's a lot, boy. Babe Ruth, when you think of the history that he made with his bat and the name just so... It's just baseball. It's old-time baseball, the Bambino. So $4.4 million. They say it's a record for any item of sports memorabilia. That's according to the buyer and the seller. And this is a 1920, think about it, 1920 New York Yankees uniform top. It's the earliest that they know of worn by Ruth. And it was pretty big at this company, SCP Auctions. It's a company out of California. They had the auction wrap up on Sunday. Previously, they had some other record-setting things that they've sold, but nothing like this, they say, that this is for any kind of a one-time deal with the Babe Ruth thing, that this is pretty huge. Because if you think about it, Ruth retired in the 30s and like 35, and the 714 home runs, which was the record for almost 40 years. And, you know, I don't have to tell you who Babe Ruth is. I think pretty much everyone gets it. But that's, man, to put it in perspective, you had a Lou Gehrig New York Yankees game-worn home jersey, which sold for $275,000. So big difference there for the Ruth uniform top versus what Lou Gehrig's jersey fetched at one time. All right, let's turn our attention to something a little bit different, although I always think it's interesting to see what people will pay for things at auctions. And, you know, like they say, when you're selling a house, what's your house worth? Well, what anyone will pay for it. I guess it's the same thing with memorabilia, what anyone will pay for it. That's what it's worth, whatever someone's willing to pony up. I feel like I want to give you a good piece of news in We Can Count. And this may be one of the best stories that I heard of over the weekend. Kids are so smart, aren't they? I mean, really, really smart, because they don't have all the nonsense that everybody else's head is stuffed up with. They're very just innocent, especially blank canvases when they're first born and when they're really young. There's a story out of Amityville, New York, about a 4-year-old New York girl who just dialed for help after her younger brother was choking on a piece of chicken, actually choked on a piece of chicken and passed out. So she called 911. There was a police officer who lived near the family's home. He was there within seconds, and he was able to get the food out of the brother and get him breathing again. The little girl is Grace Varley is her name, and they're calling her a hero. The police sergeant who went to the home said that she was a pretty cool, fast-thinking kid. She was cool and collected on the phone. And the grandmother who was taking care of the kids couldn't clear the boy's airway and had carried him outside. She was just screaming for help. So it was a very desperate situation. Gracie saw her grandmother go out of the house and get hysterical and do all that, and went to the phone, dialed 911, and did what she was supposed to do, what somebody maybe a little bit older would have done, and actually got help for her little brother. So how about that? That's definitely the Bravo moment of the weekend. Absolutely. All right, finally, one last thing here on We Can Count. I was going to do Facebook. Should I do Facebook? Well, Mark Zuckerberg is off the market in a lot of different ways. After the initial public offering, he announced that he got married. So he married his longtime girlfriend, Priscilla Chan, on Saturday, a day after he became a billionaire. Once his social media company went out, and it ended up somewhere in $38 a share. It was the biggest opening ever for a tech company and the third largest IPO in U.S. history, behind only Visa and General Motors, which is pretty amazing when you think of the fact that this is a social networking tool. Facebook, that's what it is. Zuckerberg met this, the girl that he married, met her when he was at Harvard University, I guess.
Threat
so how about
has been
that?
Detected.
So pretty big news. Pretty big news that he got married after he ended up with $20 billion, give or take a few little cents on either side. $20 billion. Not even 30 years old. Zuckerberg, 28 years old. Woo! 28 worth 20 bill. A lot of people became millionaires and billionaires thanks to the stock that they held with Facebook. It remains to be seen whether it'll be a good investment or not.